Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. So here's me, I've finished my 500 mile walk along the Camino de Santiago. I wake up in the Hotel San Jacobus and today I'm making my way to A Coruña. In A Coruña, I've got a friend who I'd met at a conference on the Isle of Skye, and I decided it might be good to go and meet him, David, and while I'm over in the place, in the city where he's a professor at the university. So I woke up that morning and it was good to hear that Fortune had arrived in Barcelona. He'd made himself comfortable in the airport. So, and basically spent the night there until he got his flight later that day back to Taiwan. He would send me pictures that he's on the plane to go to Taiwan. So that was him all set and ready to go. I was feeling quite sad that morning. However, both because my walk was finished and more so because I was missing Fortune, or at least what he represented to me at that point in time. So I checked out of my hotel, the Hotel San Jacobus, after breakfast, and then I found the shopping centre nearby, and I bought some new shorts there, I bought a top, I bought a t-shirt, and I got on the bus to the bus station, and I got a ticket there to go to A Coruña, and the bus just left about after 11 o'clock that morning. I got lunch in the supermarket in A Coruña, and ate it on the beach. After I checked into the hotel that I'd got it on like booking.com. So it was nice, you know, on the beach. And I remember as I was walking past, I started to see all these, the Camino shells, you know, on the some signposts and stuff like that. And I just like, oh, there's a walk from here. So I went for a wee siesta back in hotel, and just after 6 o'clock, I decided to go for a walk. And as I was saying, I discovered the Camino sign, and I went back and I did some research online, and I found that actually there's a Camino Inglés that goes from A Coruña. However, at that time, I walked up to the Hercules Tower, which is a kind of lighthouse. I took some photographs there, and there was a nice mosaic that was done, and you've got Scotland represented there. So I managed to get a photograph of me with the Alba's image, and then my phone died after that. So it was really good timing that I managed to get the picture. I went back to that supermarket that night, got myself some dinner, and then went back to the hotel. The seed had been planted. I think after seeing these signs and redoing the research about the Camino, that there was a possibility, very high possibility, that this holiday of spending a few days at the beach wasn't going to last that long. So the next day, I decided that I would walk back to Santiago de Compostela on the Camino del Inglés. that I wouldn't bother resting up for another few days. So that's what I did. So after breakfast that morning, I checked out the hotel and I made my way out to the Church of Santiago in A Coruña. And I started from there my way back to Santiago. A 2-hour bus journey that's going to take me about 3 or 4 days to walk back. So just as I was going to start that journey, walking back, I got a message from Fortune. He had landed in Taiwan and his friends were organising a welcome home party. Some huahua, a kind of hot pot, a welcome party. He told me that the Camino had helped him get over his depression. And he left me a message to say he wants to meet again someday. So that was sweet. So what I found was with the Camino Inglés is that the way is partially marked. And it took me out of the city and down to a river after Montserrat. It was a beautiful walk, and along the walk I would see herons, swans, lots of different types of birds. And there was even some turtles and little islands, river islands, that I would see. At one point I saw 5 of them together, and they were next to a heron that was fishing. So somehow or other, as always, I took a wrong turn. And so I had to go back onto my Camino Tool app to find out how we get back on track. So I managed to find some country roads that I could take to get back along the way. And as I continued along these country roads, I did eventually come across an alberg where I decided, actually, I'm going to check in to this place. So this was in Sergul. I'd been walking for about 6 hours. And it was about 3:30 when I was checking in. So there was a bar about 5-minute walk away. So I thought it was quite expensive in comparison to all the other rural bars and shops that I'd been in. But I still enjoyed a wee beer before kind of making my way back to Sergul. There was a shop as well that I stocked up in some provisions, some crisps and some bread before kind of going back to the hostel and just chilling and relaxing there. The next day, day 39, since I left Scotland, and day 2 on the Camino Inglés, the English way, on to Santiago. I woke up at 7:30 that morning, which was quite late for me, I guess. I had some fruit and I left just after 8:00 that morning. I had a choice to make that day. Either I could stop at the next alberg or go all the way to Segura, which was an additional 25 kilometers on top of, you know, so I could walk 15 kilometers and walk an additional 25 kilometers, or I could walk after the first initial 15 kilometers. The reason being that there was nothing, no other towns or that in between. So if I get past the first place, there wasn't going to be nowhere to stay until I get to the end. So it was a decision I had to make. So I got to the first place, the first alberg, at 11:30. And there was already people queuing to get in. And again, just like, you know, on my way, just like, you know, a few days ago, 11 o'clock, half 11, it's still too early, I felt, and I don't want to be hanging around. I hate waiting. So I thought, 25 kilometres, let's do it. Let's just get it done. So here I go again. Along this way, there were, at the start of this way, there were a couple of pubs along the way. So I did manage to get myself a bocadillo con tortilla francese, French omelette. And one of the places that I stopped by, it was weird. It was like a collection, a curation of statues, monuments, dinosaurs. It was strange to see them planked in the countryside, you know, on your way to this place. So this was the last kind of... Afterwards, I came to another place before Segura. Now, this was going to be the last place. There was obviously nowhere, no accommodation, but this was like the last place of civilization before I would get to the next place. And in this place, there was a fiesta going on. There was music, live music, and there was bagpipes playing, and a lot of kind of 30, 40 people, you know, in this pub, just enjoying the fiesta. So I stopped to listen and then had a drink, ordered a drink as well, sat and just watched and listened, spoke to the piper. He started playing at nine when he was 9 year old, so when she was 9 year old. She was interested in me telling her about, well, I also was learning how to play, but and then after I was kind of fully rested and got that, I felt ready to kind of move onwards again. And I knew that this was going to be a hard slog, and I knew that I couldn't stop until I got to, you know, to civilization, basically. A couple of miles along the way, I came across this Italian guy, Mauro. So we had a chat, and we decided that we would keep walking on. So he'd actually walked 10 kilometres more than me that day. So his walk was going to be the 50-kilometre walk, that similar to the one I did through the desert a week or two prior. And he hadn't stopped. He just kept going. And there was still 12 kilometres ahead of us. And he was for giving up. I really had to push him through these last 12 kilometres, and I encouraged him to keep going, keep going, keep going. And we would talk to try and keep his mind off of the pain and his mind off of the last few miles. And together we did it. We did it. We made it to the next place. And it was great because he already had a reservation at the Albergue Camino Real, and he managed to get me in there as well. So I didn't really have to look for an accommodation. We managed to get into the same place. And he had friends. He'd already made friends who were booked into this place. So we all got together and met in the park later on after a wee snooze, and getting all your clothes and that together. And there was an arts festival going on at the time. There was Galician and Spanish dancing and music. So we had a kebab later on that evening. We had some beers in the park and just had some general chit-chat. And it was good just kind of catching up and chilling out with a group of folk. And for dinner, we went out. There was this pizza shop, but we had kebabs, and went back to the albergue about 11 o'clock that evening after drinking some beers and stuff. So So that was good. Nice chilled kind of evening. The next day, I'm just going to continue. And the next day was the day we would make it to Santiago. This is me, my second time arriving in Santiago de Compostela. There were 16 kilometers between me and that finishing line. So day 40 since leaving Scotland, and I arrive in this is my third day on the Camino Inglés, and had a good night's sleep. We left about 8:30 that morning. I made some coffee for everyone at breakfast. I managed to pack my bag. I got chatting to some of the people around the table, and I got up about 6 o'clock that morning, you know, to just get everything ready. It was about 8:30 before we left. I waited for Mauro and Ash Abbey. And along the way, we encountered another couple of Irish folk. It was a father and daughter. So I blethered away to them. I let Mauro and Abbey were in front, and I blethered away to the man for about an hour or so until we reached the Enchanted Forest. And then I started walking with the two younger lads. But this time I was starting to hobble, you know, but despite the pain that I was feeling in my feet, I continued on. I knew that we were soon going to be in Santiago. So this route into Santiago was obviously a different way, took us a different route into the town from what I was used to on the Camino Frances. So it took us behind As Cancelos. So As Cancelos is the shopping centre where I got my shorts, my new shorts and my new top. So it took us behind there and through an industrial part of the town where there was a lot of establishment that would make funerals, you know, like deal with funerals. And that was the kind of the industry there. And it was a kind of residential area. But thankfully, this was all downhill, you know, from the forest. And then we all arrived in Santiago, and we arrived outside the cathedral and we celebrated. I've got a picture of me with my bag above. I'm all sweaty and my bag's above my head. You know, it's celebration that I've arrived. This is my second time that I've been here in so many days. The pipes played for us as we entered the town. And for me, it was a great achievement, and they thought it was as well. You know, like, he's already got his Compostela, and this is him. He's going to go for his second one. And we met others, and it was a bit of a party we had. You know, everyone just met up together. We went for a drink together. We had some food. We went down some stairs, and then we actually just put some tables and chairs together and just had a big party. We then went, Mauro knew about this place where you could get, it was like the most famous place in Santiago that I never knew about, but this is where you get the 10 euro pilgrim menu, and it's one of the most kind of prestigious restaurants in the whole place, but they reserve the downstairs area just for pilgrims on a special menu, which is great quality food. So this busy restaurant, and the three of us, so me, Abby, and Mauro all went into this pub for the food. And then we went to the pilgrim office to get our Compostela. It was quite funny because, like, the boy wasn't going to give me my second certificate. He kept asking me for proof of doing it, because basically you can do 100 kilometers, but under the rules of getting this, you can actually start a walk in another country as long as you can kind of demonstrate it or prove it. Now, obviously, I'd done the Whithorn Way and I'd done 100 miles of it already, But being able to prove that, I says, well, look, the only proof that I've got is the photographs that I've took on my way. So I can show you the photographs that I've taken from Glasgow all the way to Colmenel on the Whithorn Way. And he wasn't really for buying it, but I stuck to my guns, and he ended up speaking to his supervisor or whatever, and they agreed that I should get my second Compostela, because I did do the walk. And it was just unfortunate that with the Whithorn Way, you don't have a pilgrim's passport. You do now, but at the time it wasn't a thing that I was aware of, and it's not something that you can just ask for a passport stamp anywhere. So I did get my second certificate, and Mauro was like, you managed that, you know, like it was great. And also while I was queuing up that time, there was a fellow member from the SNP. I was a member of the SNP at that time, and there was someone there with his t-shirt on, and we had a wee chat and stuff like that. And I managed to get him, took a quote from him and a photograph, and I've got that published in the magazine later on. But afterwards, we had a celebration drink after we got our certificates. Me and Abby took a taxi, and Mauro went back to his alberg. So that time I was staying back at the Hotel Jacobus, just decided to go back there again. That night I had a nice meal of lamb chops, that's right. It was the most expensive meal that I'd had during the whole trip, but everywhere else around the bit was closed. But I really wanted to do something to celebrate, and I found this nice, quaint, old restaurant, you know, and just not too far from the Hotel Jacobus, and went there for some lamb chops. So that was good. But I'm going to leave this here. I know about this is a bit of a longer episode, but I thought it was worthwhile just to continue all the way into Santiago, and just the kind of the wee celebrations that we all had that day. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.